you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I think we were cut short. I think so. I kind of think so. And you know what?
Bork to bork. Bork to bork. Bork. Bork to bork.
Hi, gang. How's it going today?
Meh.
Meh?
Meh.
Meh? Meh, 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 meh. We're here to... I don't know. Something. Something. Oh, I know. Herpaderp.
Think about death and stuff.
Herpaderp.
Herpaderp.
Herpaderp. Do you know what video I saw yesterday for the very, very, very first time that's been played apparently by over a billion people?
What video?
Gangnam Style.
Never heard of it.
Do you know where Korea is?
Yeah.
Do you know what J-pop is?
No.
It's pop music for Asians. So it's pop music, but Asian style pop music. Which means lots of colors, lots of bright lights, lots of spastic motions, and very poppy sounds. Oh my god, this song is like, wow, that is the ultimate pop wow thing that I had never seen anything that poppy. And by the way, for people who want to know how it's spelled, it's that spelled that way. In the chat room. Because, you know, we've got a chat room with people. Look, there's people. I'm just going to shout out to Jack and Gregory and TJ and Rand. So is that me or is that somebody else?
What?
Pop rocks. Yes, pop ups.
Pop rocks. I'm confused. So confused.
Well, confusion is good for the soul. It makes us one better and all. Or something like that. I don't know how it goes, but it's something like that. I'm going to try something here because I'm seeing some silliness, and silliness must not be tolerated.
No silliness.
No silliness, please. However, we are going to print this to a thing that we can observe, and we are going to multitask like a mother trucker! Woohoo!
Yay, multitasking!
And mother truckers.
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
Does that mean we can multitask crap. By poking people on Facebook?
Huh? No.
What?
No.
No poking?
Well, I did that already, but I just logged off Facebook.
Oh. Okay. So,
yes?
I hear Azeez. So, do we have some technical issues going on that I don't know about?
I think it was Facebook was drawing some Uber access-y type stuffies, so I just killed it.
Oh, bad Facebook.
Bad Facebook. Yes, bad, Facebook bad decided Facebook. To change some things recently, and I think that along with the changes in Safari, that caused some wee issues.
Boy.
Now, are you ready?
Yes.
I hear poppy noises. Pop, pop, pop music. Pop, weed. What? I don't do weed, man. That shit's not for me, man. I don't know what you fool talking about, fool. That stuff is like, oh, wow, look at the pretty colors.
Now, I have a question for you regarding movies.
Yes.
Or maybe the chat room can answer this for me.
I'm sure one of us can.
They used to do midnight releases, correct? And you would watch them at midnight? Or
yes.
At 12:01?
Yep.
So, next month, there's a movie coming out called Twilight. It's the...
It's not related, is it?
Huh?
It's not related, is it?
It's sparkly vampires, yes.
Damn it! We have it's to get you last... off that crap.
Okay, listen, it's the last movie in the series, and I don't see it as a vampire story, but a romance, weird romance story.
It's...
I don't know.
Pedophilia.
Anyway, this isn't about Twilight at all. I was just saying that we were looking at that movie in particular, and they're doing, like, an all-day viewing of all the movies back-to-back.
Oh, God.
But I'm just wanting to see the last one.
Yes.
But it's not a midnight release.
Yeah, so?
It's at 10.
Yes, so?
Well, what happened to all the midnight releases? You see it at 12:01.
They still do some. So it depends on your theater. The big box theaters don't do it as much as anymore. It's like the small box, the rep theaters, the comfortable mom and pop theaters, the ones that only have like four cinemas in them that do it like that. The big ones, like the Cineplexes and the AMCs and whatever all else, they'll do it every once in a while as a... hey, look at us. We're cool, fun, fancy. Can't you see us? But they, it's not a de facto type thing anymore. Like, that's why I like Toronto.
Really?
We got lots of these types of theaters. Lots of what they call rep theaters.
Because I always remember, like, the big movies. Like, Batman would be a midnight release. Harry Potter would be midnight releases. Twilight. Like, the big name movies that they knew everyone would want to see the second it hit the theaters.
Yeah.
And they're doing that with Twilight, but instead it being at midnight, they moved it up to 10.
That's because, you know, the, what age group is it mostly geared for? Younger people.
I just didn't know if it had anything to do with the whole last Batman movie thing.
No, it's got nothing to do with that. People have already forgotten about that. What happened in the last Batman movie? I don't know. It was a good movie.
Okay.
So, what are we talking about at tonight's show?
I would say movies.
Movies?
Movies.
What kind of movies? Oh, wait. No. We're talking about, you know, how when you're walking down the road and you see that person on the other side of the road and you say, hey, he looks vaguely familiar. I kind of think he's familiar, you know? I think he owes me money. Oh, wait. No. He owes me a big bag full of chocolate powdered donuts, because that's what he said he would give me. Do you know what that's like?
Can't say I do.
Okay, because that's what we're going to talk about. And we're going to talk about video game movies!
Yay!
Do you have a favorite off the top of your head?
Trying to see if it's on this list, because I haven't watched it in a while.
I have, surprisingly enough, haven't watched that one, or that one, but I have watched all of those, and yes, all of those. It's three movies that's on that list that I haven't seen. Oh, wait, four. I haven't seen that one.
Wow, really?
Yep. And they're not all good ones. I'm sorry. I'm going to start with one of my favorite worst movies on this list. House of the Dead. It was a fun video game, basically going into a haunted house type thing. And guess what? Zombies show up and basically you just shoot and kill zombies. Cool, fun. But the video game, oh my God, so lame. It was the very first and almost only movie I've ever wanted to get up in the middle of and actually walk out of. I don't walk out of movies. I watch bad movies. I enjoy bad movies. I enjoy movies that have no purpose or point except to splatter the screen or make laughs, fun, that sort of thing. This movie was horrible. And I can't even say why it was horrible other than the fact that it was horrible. And even Rotten Tomatoes hated it. But that's fine.
Rotten Tomatoes hated it?
Yeah, you know what Rotten Tomatoes is, right?
It's a internet movie review site. They're basically one of the bigger ones that it's kind of they're everywhere. They do everything. Yeah, so they hated it. Mind you, I haven't seen Alone in the Dark, which they hated it even more, so I don't know what that one's about. But another movie that was terrible, Blood Rain. Oh my god, how could they screw this idea up? Hot babe, red hair, well-developed and portioned body parts, with sharp stick things, who's a vampire-ish, running around Nazi Germany killing things, and yet they screwed this up. And they had Michelle Rodriguez in the movie. Dude, the movie had so much potential. By the way, dude was directed at Gregory in the chat room, not you, Jazzy, because you're not a dude.
I'd be a dudette.
You'd be a dudette. But, oh my god, the movie was so terrible. Oh, I just... And they made two sequels. Two freaking sequels on a horrible movie. The budget... Get a load of this. The budget was $25 million. And the box office was only 3.6 mil as a take. It's like, dude. Oh, AEW, this is probably Michelle Rodriguez's worst performance ever. And it's not even that she performs badly or whatever. She's just being directed terribly in this movie. It's like she just, you know the expression, they phoned in their performance? That was it. There was a couple of other big name actors in this movie too. And the same thing. They're, oh yeah, so the dead zombie guy, he's a vampire, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We should kill him, right? Yeah. Okay, let's kill him and then move on to the other ones. That was the stellar performances in the... Oh, it's terrible. Terrible, 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 terrible. 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 Awful. You know what was another bad one? By the way, did you recognize any of these movies yet? A couple of them, I would hope.
I see a couple of them that I recognize as video games, and...
I think I know which ones you do.
Super Mario Bros.
Did you see that movie?
I have not seen the movie.
That movie's funny.
Did not even know they had a Super Mario Brother movie.
It's, it was an okay movie. It wasn't very stellar. It was an 80s movie. 90s movie. Should have been, might as well have been an 80s movie for the way it was done. It was kind of
silly.
This is
early 90s.
Huh? Yeah, it's
90s,
1993.
Yep.
It was, wow, that looked like a video game. Because it really did look like a video game.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I mean, the Goombas, everything that you can remember from the video game, they had it represented in the movie. It's just, wow, that's so PG, it's not even funny. But it was fun. I enjoyed the movie for all of the hour and a half it played.
There's this movie that's driving me nuts. I can't think of the name of it.
What was it about? What was it about?
It was about this group of friends that were, testing out this new video game, and yeah. It was actually
was it
real
Tron?
Life, and they were getting killed. When they got killed in the game, they got killed in real life as well.
Okay, chat room, I'll let you try and figure that one out. Because it doesn't ring any bells to me. It sounds like... No, I know it's not Tron, but it sounds a lot like...
It might have been Stay Alive.
Stay Alive?
What Jack said.
I'm not familiar with that one. I don't think I ever saw
it's
that
not
one.
Not on the list. That's why it's driving me nuts.
You'll have to search it now. Get out your Google Foo and do some searching, Foo! Yeah, see, I hear the searching. So here's another bad movie that was horrible. Wow. Rotten Tomatoes really hated Double Dragon, didn't they? Awesome! 0%! Woohoo! I thought it was just a mediocre movie at best, not even worth all that worrying about. I think I've seen it, but I know I don't own it, so it couldn't have been a great movie.
Okay.
Yeah, no, not a good movie, but it was there. But here's a movie I enjoyed parts of, because The Rock was in it, but the movie was an awful, awful adaptation. Doom. Did you ever play the game Doom?
Oh, I hated the game Doom. Hated it.
Why? It was fun. Run around, shoot people. Yeah!
Because I was a little kid and the characters in the game scared me and they're all...
Oh, so you're gonna...
I'd rather play Lemmings over Doom.
Oh my god. Lemmings? Seriously?
Yes, I was a Lemmings kid.
Okay, then you've probably heard of Leisure Suit Larry, right?
No.
What? You say you're a Lemmings kid and you've never heard of Leisure Suit Larry?
No, I haven't. I love Lemmings, though.
You are going to have to...
And how you have to make some of them explode and they make confetti.
Pew! 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 You are going to have to look up Leisure Suit Larry. Do you know what a leisure suit is?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know the type of person who basically hangs out in a leisure suit and is like, hey, baby, how's your sign? That sort of guy?
Yeah.
Okay, so now imagine a video game based around that guy stuck in a situation where he's basically got to survive a number of obstacles in order to get to the end of the game. And I think the end of the first game had him find the hooker in the hotel room or something.
What?
Yeah, yeah. I think that was the big win at the end of the game.
Yeah, that would not be the type of game my parents would let me play as a child.
I don't know about you, but I never played the games that my parents liked as a child. They didn't even know what video games I did play.
Zizi, I don't play video games.
I don't either. Not anymore. I don't know if they did a movie called Duck Hunt. What? Uh-oh. You don't play video games? What do you mean you don't play video games? Of course you played video games.
What? No, I don't play video games. Video games are silly.
Right. But you play Lemmings.
Well, that's yeah, when I was game. A kid. I don't play Lemmings now.
That's a video game, though.
I don't play video games anymore.
I don't either. But I used to play them all the time. They was fun. They was mindless. They was entertaining. They took us away from the drudgery of life for a couple of minutes. And then I had to go to school. Then I had to go home and do homework. And then I had to feed the squirrels.
You've had squirrels?
Yeah, we always had squirrels. Squirrels were everywhere, man. Downtown Toronto, shitloads of squirrels. But, let's talk about some good video game movies. Now, I know for a fact you've seen Tomb Raider. You're not going to say no, are you? Really? Really?
Well, if you want me to not say no, then I better not talk.
Oh, my gosh. I can't... I'm flabbergasted, Jazzy. Flabbergasted, I say. Totally, 100%, completely flabbergasted. Even a tad flustered, maybe. Nah, not flustered. I'm not there. But flabbergasted. You haven't seen Tomb Raider? It's available on Netflix.
I know. It's just...
The first Tomb Raider... EW says it right. The first Tomb Raider was awesome. It's a fun movie. It's strong, empowered female characters.
Yeah, female character with big boobs hanging out.
Nah, they're not hanging out. They're pretty much strapped. She ain't running that quickly with those flopping around like that.
Jack is totally right. I'm a girl. I don't really care much for Angelina Jolie.
And that's fine. It's a fun movie.
But that's why I haven't watched it.
What, because of Angelina Jolie? You just won't watch it because there's a chick in there with big breasts?
Yeah.
Man, are you ever going to hate the movie DOA then?
What's that one?
Well, DOA stands for Dead or Alive. It's based on a video game, which was Dead or Alive Volleyball. If anybody in the chat room knows the game, they'll know why I giggle. The movie's funny. It's an enjoyable little action flick, but DOA the video game is basically a teaser video game that lets you play with a bunch of other characters from a bunch of other video games, and they play volleyball. Beach volleyball, to be more specific.
And they have boobs flopping around everywhere.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to remember the name of the girl from DOA. The main girl. Oh, crap, what the hell was her name? She was in Earl? The TV show Earl?
Sure.
Presley. Jamie Presley. Blonde girl. Bouncy. Very fun. Fine. Be that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking. Okay, so you have seen Resident Evil.
I have seen all of the Resident Evils except for
the new
one that was just released.
Okay. Have you seen the animated Resident Evil movies?
No.
Okay. If you get the opportunity, watch the animated ones. They're more fun. They're got better story, better character development, better overall flow of story. I think, honestly speaking, I think that the Resident Evil movies, the live-action ones, have been getting more and more pigeonholed as, hey, look, we're a video game movie, woohoo! Because the last one that came out, I'm sorry, I was very disappointed in it. It was, oh, look, pretty. That's it. Pretty.
Yeah.
It was watching a video game. That was it. It was action cutscene, action cutscene, action cutscene. Okay, well, why? Okay. Not that that's bad or anything, but it was like there's not really much involved to it. So, I don't know. It just really bugged the crap out of me. But I'll watch the next one. Okay, come on. You've heard of Silent Hill, right?
I've seen Silent Hill.
And what did you think of that movie?
It kind of creeps me out.
You should check out the video game. The whole purpose of the video game was to creep you out. But the Silent Hill movie? Oh, I love that movie. Because it's so thick with atmosphere, and the characters actually move somewhere, and they do stuff, and they become things, and the world that they painted there was just so Lovecraftian that it was a joy to just be in. And, you know, there's a sequel coming out this month, the end of the month, I think, on the 26th or something like that. That looks even creepier. I am so looking forward to it. Really want to see it.
Now,
called Revelation. That's what it's called.
Isn't there an actual place, not only the video game, but an actual place in the U.S. that Silent Hill was based off of?
Entirely possible. Because the backstory they gave to the movie was... could possibly have been anywhere in North America. But yeah,
EW saying says, yes, yeah. It was.
Which wouldn't surprise me. But still, very fun movie. That whole idea of the mining town gone bad and living and existing in a pocket hell dimension. It's like, and that whole bleed through from the real to the not real, and you really don't know. It's like, oh crap, what that, oh.
Yeah.
Very fun. Very fun. I enjoyed that movie tremendously, and I'm looking forward to Revelation. Yeah, lots of fun. Oh, really? That movie did that well with Rotten Tomatoes? I thought that movie was horrible.
What movie?
Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time. Did you get an opportunity to see that one?
I didn't know that was off of a video game.
Yes, it is. It was actually a very popular video game for a while, Prince of Persia. One of the early scrolling window type, you know, like Super Mario Brothers, I think, came out a little while after that. But one of those scrolling windows type games.
Okay.
So much like Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers, all that 9 yards, blah, 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 where you're just running around on the screen going back and forth, doing stuff. Didn't really like it much, but the movie was visually stunning, but kind of left me wanting an actual story.
Yeah.
As you can see, you'll probably find that there's a fair number of reasons for why I enjoy certain movies and don't enjoy others. Some movies will approach things and say, you know what? We don't care about any part of anything. We're just having fun. And that's cool. That's a movie that can go through with its own life and be whatever it is and be happy with whatever the hell it is. But a movie that tries to be, yeah, this is a serious movie. This is monsters that do things with monkeys. Serious movie stuff here. And
I'm sorry, I don't think I could take monsters doing things with monkeys seriously.
Precisely. See, anybody else looking at the movie would say, no, there's no way that can be serious. Stardust was a good movie. Did you ever finish reading Stardust? You were reading the trade paperback or something?
No, I didn't.
Did you ever see the movie?
Yes, I love the movie.
Okay.
Love the movie.
But that movie, that story was based on characters, based on development, based on stories, based on situations, based on all that fun stuff that goes into making something more than just brain candy. Turn brain off. Watch pretty pictures.
Yeah.
A little bit of drool comes down the lip. Popcorn goes in mouth. $10 for popcorn. What the hell is that crap?
Sneak your own in.
I don't bring it in anymore because I'll have a meal beforehand and then, hey, look, I can enjoy my movie. Oh, don't listen to Jack. He's a bit of a gaming fanatic. yeah, what was I talking about? Oh, yes, Prince of Persia. Terrible movie. I know, I was doing a segue there. It just didn't seem to come out right.
I love how we, like, go off topic a little, and then you're like, whoop, right back really fast.
Well, you know, it's like, I got a three-track mind. It's on three, and seeing as how I had to close down Facebook and I can't multitask on it, what the hell? You know?
I can't do anything about that.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Okay. You know what is another bad movie?
On my Facebook.
You know what is another bad movie?
What?
Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li. I'm going to go out on a limb and guess you haven't watched the movie.
I have not.
The movie is horrible. First off, Chun-Li is Asian. Okay? And in all the video games and in every story, comic book, everything else that they ever put out, she's as Asian as you can possibly imagine. She is Chinese. She is... Correct. They used the girl from Smallville. Kristen Kreuk? Something Kreuk. Okay, she doesn't even look Asian. No, not the Lana Lang. I can't remember her character name in Smallville. Basically, Clark's friend, neighbor, the young Lana. Oh, it was Lana. Okay. Yeah, so she doesn't even look Asian. I don't even care how much... No, not Chloe, sorry. Lana. EAW has it. Oh, wow, I'm talking to the screen now, too. Gosh darn it! Okay, so Street Fighter is basically a action chop suey kung fu movie, okay? Basically, it's a fight movie. And, Gregory, I'm not talking to the screen anymore because there's three of them, and that just won't work anymore. So it's a fight movie. And in any video game, you know, you have your fight, you do your combos, you do your fights. It's fight. Choo, 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 choo. And then you go fight, and whatever, fight. So, the Chun-Li movie was, she's not even Asian! You know? And she's supposed to be ending up being the big time... by the way, do you know they did a Pokemon movie? Sorry, Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z. And it was terrible. But it was for kids, so what do you
want? Wait, they did a Dragon Ball Z movie?
Yeah, live action.
Oh, God.
You should watch that one.
I didn't got their ass.
No, it's actually enjoyable. It's
like
a fun movie.
Dragon Ball Z when it was like the cartoon.
It's not as bad as the cartoon. It's not a, ah, look, I can kick a ball really high! It's not like that. It's still a kid's movie, but it's not, it's bearable. You can watch it, and it's okay. But it's got some of the stupidest things.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You watch it. It's on Netflix, I'm sure. But in the same vein, how Chun-Li was bad. So basically, it's the basic story. She's half Asian, half Caucasian, stuck in Asia because her father disappeared or whatever, and you find out he's actually part of a super secret organization that is part of a large fight network of people, mercenaries and stuff, and she escapes and finds the Zen master who's going to teach her how to fight like a real fighter type person. Then she meets some of the other people from the Konami series of figures or characters in the Capcom characters in the Capcom game, and then it's a big fight at the end that she sort of wins, but you're not sure. Oh, then she wins. And yes, I'm not making this crap up. It really was like that.
Wow.
Now, in the same vein, there's another fight movie from around the same time period of Street Fighter called Tekken. EW, we don't talk about that movie. So Tekken is the same type of idea. It's a fight-based movie. You have opponents, you fight people, blah, 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 blah. Tekken has real Asian people, real people of all sorts of different ethnicities in fight styles that are suited to what they're used to. Not, hey, let's take a Caucasian woman and make her look like she might be Chinese. No. Tekken, on the other hand, it's a near future, the world is ruled by corporations, and the only way to get out is really to get into the arena and fight your way to the top and become a superstar in the same way as gladiatorial type games, in the same way as what we have UFC and everything else like that. And the story works. And the fight scenes were awesome. The effects were good. The choreography was good. It worked as a good movie. The story was pretty straightforward and enjoyable. I highly recommend Tekken. It was a fun movie. Funnily enough, it doesn't have a rating on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't know what that's about.
Now, why don't we talk about the Street Fighter with Van Damme?
Because that's not based on the freaking video game. And it was even... It's a horrible movie. And Van Damme is a horrible actor. I'm sorry. Only his very, very early movies in my book were ever any good. I think Street Fighter was his last movie that, hey, I'm going to do a sucky movie. And then every movie he's done after that was sucky. Hey, I like Babylon 5. Babylon 5 is good. Ah, Zathras, he is not the one. Yes, and as EW says, Street Fighter was the last movie that Raul Julia was in. Very popular, very well-known actor and respected thespian and person of acting abilities. He was enjoyable. But yes, the Street Fighter with the Van Damme Street Fighter was, hey, let's have big guy who fights people, punch people. And that's about it.
Why not?
No story. He goes around fighting people. That's it. Which, I mean, there's a time and place for that. I mean, I enjoy that type of movie sometimes, too. But I like a little bit more story into it.
Yeah.
A little bit. Actually, no. Street Fighter was the last movie that Raul Julia was in. I was trying to think. He did a movie that was an adaptation of... what the hell was his name? Is the writer? I can't remember the name. But the movie was called Overdrawn at the Memory Bank. Good, clear science fiction, future history type sci-fi thing that was good. No, it's not K.W. Jeter. It's, what the hell was his name? Jack, help me out here. Who wrote the book? Who wrote the story? Overdrawn at the Memory Bank.
The one guy over there wrote the story.
Gregory, I haven't gotten to Mortal Kombat yet. Thank you. Patience is a virtue. Not one of mine, but it's close. Okay. So, here I'm going to throw out a few other names of movies that I enjoyed. Well, okay, fine. We'll go to Mortal Kombat now. Dun 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 dun. Mortal Kombat! Mortal Kombat was a fun movie. I enjoyed it. Oh, yes, Philip K. Dick. That's who wrote the story that I was trying to remember. Thanks, Jack. But yes, Mortal Kombat. Not the first soundtrack I ever bought, but apparently Gregory's it was. There was a couple of versions of the soundtrack. I bought them all because I love the music from that movie. That movie was designed to say, hey, how about let's have some fun video, some fun audio, and let's make it an enjoyable experience for everyone to go. And how well did that movie do? I think it was on here, wasn't it? It was on here. 34%. Good rating. For an $18 million movie for the budget, it raked in $122 million at the box office take. That's a lot of good dough coming in, yo. Now, did you see the sequel movie, Mortal Kombat Annihilation? Come on, Jack. Come on, Gregory. What did you think of that one? I personally enjoyed Annihilation, but nowhere near as much as the first Mortal Kombat movie. Fun movie. But it's just, wow. It was, they were just trying to push and make more money off of it. However, they did bring in Jax, who was the cyborg, who wasn't in the first movie, but was very popular in the video game. And they had a different Sonya. Sonya Blade. Finish him! Excellent. There's a lot of fun one-liners in the movie. That movie is so quotable from any point of view with stuff. It's just hilarious. You know what I mean?
Yes. Not really.
Okay. But it's still fun. And you know what? In that meantime...
That's my sign.
And that, friends, family, and other ones, was Blue Oyster Cult, one of my favorite bands of all time, and a song called Harvester of Eyes, because the eyes have it, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we were talking about video game movies.
Yes.
And the funny thing about video game movies that I've noticed is that almost all exclusively, they're action-related. Action! You know, it's that kind of shtick that goes with video games. Now, you don't see a lot of puzzle games making it into movies. I've never seen... what's
Tetris.
The movie? Tetris. Ooh, let's make a Tetris movie. Ooh. You know. Asteroid. Oh, that's right, EW. Oh, crap. They don't even have that listed on here. Well, Clue's not a video game. It's originally a board game. It's not the same thing. We're talking video games here, sir.
It's still a game.
It's a game. I said video games. I did specify. Specifically, video games. So, I want to run over quickly over a couple of other movies, and then we can talk about them and some other stuff and whatever. So, one of the other movies that I actually enjoyed, even though it was kind of dumb, but it was, I still enjoyed it. It was fun. Called Wing Commander. They didn't make a movie of Myst, Matthew, but Myst would have been a good game, maybe, if they could figure out a way to do it. Wing Commander, fun sci-fi. Ooh. The crazy thing about that, they got a lot of science fiction right, which was weird. Because you don't see that a lot in video games or movies in general. But there. Mm. Final Fantasy. The first one being The Spirits Within, and then the second one being Advent Children. Advent Children is just cool. Visually stunning. It's the kind of movies like, wow, pretty. And their story too? Ooh. Spirits Within, I enjoyed it, but I know a lot of people who thought it was bad. But I enjoyed it. It's a good movie. Fun. It was one of the first movies where they tried to really show what animation could do, computer animation, because the whole... Part of the big shtick about it was, look at the one girl's hair. You can see the animated level of the hair just to the point of the follicles where it like floats in the air and goes, ooh, scary. Not really. But it was cool because they could animate. And you know how, you've seen Lord of the Rings, right? The movie? Some of it? Parts of it?
Parts
a bit of
it?
Please. A bit of it. Oh, my gosh.
Little tiny... bits here and there.
Okay. So one of the big
things...
I'm
sleepy thinking about it.
One of the big things about Lord of the Rings movie was that they had all those orcs in the big armies, like huge army. But what it is they animated and they created, say, a couple of hundred of characters, and then they just created a generator that morphed crap loads of them, and they all individually acted and operated independent with their own programming think thought. So it looked like they were doing things independently and on their own. But what they did with Spirits Within Final Fantasy was they started developing the groundwork that actually laid down for that by being able to create algorithms that could make the hair act naturally in a natural environment. And this is the steps that leads towards some of the next generation movies that are coming out. Silent Hill, some of the animation they got going on in there is like, wow, that's creepy as heck, and is going to scare the crap out of people.
So, don't go see that in a movie theater where the lights are all dark.
You go into any movie theater that where the lights aren't dark, and it's not worth watching the damn movie.
But I'll get scared more easily in the dark.
What you don't want to do is go with friends who like to tap your shoulder while you're watching the movie, and then just like... tap, 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 tap. What?
That
I didn't
too.
Tap you. Oh my god! Yeah, I want to watch Silent Hill. I want to go with a bunch of people that scream and cry and... ah, look at that. It's fun. Fun, fun. Oh, here's another movie that was okay, but really didn't get the... wow, what happened there? The play that it should have. Hitman! Basically, it's an assassin guy who's going around shooting people. Fun! Oh, and Max Payne. Max Payne was weird. But I enjoyed it. I enjoy weird movies, don't I? Apparently.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. Ooh.
You enjoy what you enjoy. And ooh. I enjoy different types of movies.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh?
Ooh. Ooh. Do you know what it's saying in the list of the movies? What's coming out? What's coming out? What's coming out next year? Maybe, 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 maybe.
What?
Another Tomb Raider movie. Reboot! I would look forward to that. Mm. I would watch that. And also another Mortal Kombat, but they've had a Mortal Kombat trailer online for, I think, a year and a half now, which looks pretty cool. It's like a little more of a detective noir action type film, and that would be cool. And Matthew got the reboot reference. Yeah, I enjoyed Hitman 2, Jack. It was a fun movie.
Now, there's one I would like to see that I don't see on the list.
Go ahead.
World of Warcraft.
Yes, see, that's the funny thing. When are they going to do a WoW movie?
I don't know.
Come on, Jazzy. That's your thing. WoW. When?
But I just want to throw out there that I don't play video games.
But you play WoW.
WoW is not a video game.
WoW is a dating service video game system.
WoW is a social networking site.
No. WoW is not a social network. WoW is an environment of people gathered together in a conglomerative environment saying, "Hi, people. How are you? Can we be friends today? Kill, 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 kill." Yes. Don't tell me I'm wrong.
But I kill together with my friends. Exactly. I don't kill my friends.
Exactly. But did you ever see the South
Park? But I don't play video games.
But did you see the South Park take on WoW?
No.
Bring me a sandwich, Mom! I can't move. I'm too fat. I'm sitting here playing video game. The South Park thing is hilarious. It's so funny thinking about it, I have to cough. You know Cartman, right? South Park?
Yeah, I know Cartman in South Park.
You know how much of a doofus he is, right?
Yeah.
So, he gets even more doofusy. It was funny. No, not for you. But, you know there was another good movie that was an adaptation from a video game? Dead Space. Now, it's an animated movie, but it was fun. Future world, basically it's a spaceship in space drifting alone, and they find it, and they try and say, "Hey, are there any survivors?" No survivors, but there's zombies. Yeah, zombies. No? Jazzy,
yeah,
am I losing
zombies.
You? I'm losing you. What the heck?
Sorry, I'm distracted by the chat room.
Oh, come on. You're supposed to be able to keep it together. Multitask. Multitask like a... Hey, there was a Halo... Oh, yeah. I did watch that movie. Halo Landfall. It was okay. It didn't do as well as I would have liked it, but it was okay. What else is here? Wait, they have a Tetris movie? They have a Tetris movie.
Do they really?
Ecstasy of Order, the Tetris Master... Well, it's a documentary. You will kill both people, but tend to kill people more than monsters.
We're talking World of Warcraft in the chat room.
Uh-huh.
Me and Matthew.
Uh-huh.
Matthew and I.
Uh-huh. Oh, and you know what movie that's really crazy that they didn't even list in here? Why didn't they list it? Tron. I like
I
that
thought
movie.
They did list Tron.
No, they actually didn't list it in the full list. Maybe it's in part of it where I wasn't looking. No, it's not listed except as a minor footnote at the bottom, which is sad because Tron was a good movie.
Hmm.
Oh, the plot was centered on the video game. It's not based on the video game. The video game Tron came out after the movie. That's right. That would make sense. That would make sense. I liked all Extasens. I love that movie. That movie was awesome. Spy Kids.
Oh, God, no.
The third one in 3D with Mercado Montalban. Hello, look at me. I am such a good guy. It was a stupid movie, but funny. Ooh, Lawnmower Man. That was awesome. Brain Scan. Yeah. The Wizard. It wasn't my kind of thing, but it was okay. The Dungeon Master. Oh, wait. Maybe it was the Dungeon Master you were thinking about.
What?
Or Cloak and Dagger?
No, it was Stay Alive.
Oh, it was Stay Alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because listen, a group of teens, for a group of teens, the answer to a mysterious death of their old friend lies within the world of an online video game based on a true story of an ancient noble woman known as the Blood Countess.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I like the name, the Blood Countess. It's a good name. I like it.
It opens up as they're all living their lives, and an old friend of theirs passes away, and they find out that he was playing this test game when he passed away. Well, he died in the game, and the goal of the game is to stay alive. And they had to figure out how to do that in real life, too, once someone had died in the game.
Jazzy.
What?
Jazzy.
What?
Dead by Dawn! Dead by Dawn. Dead by Dawn! Dead by Dawn! Dead by Dawn!
Dead by Dawn! Oh, Jack, way to go and point out that they've all got Alienware laptops in the show, in the movie.
Do they really? I love Alienware.
Really? I think it's overpriced.
Yeah. They're really good, though. I tested one out.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'll take your word for that.
I like it.
Okay. I'm not saying anything against it. I've never actually used one, so I really can't say much of anything. It's just the computer. It's just a computer to me. Everything's a computer. Oh! War Games. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
Would you like to play a nice game of chess?
I don't know how to play chess.
What? Oh, good God. Really? We have to teach you a game.
I grew up playing checkers.
Chinese checkers?
Failing at that.
Chinese checkers?
Chinese checkers is fun.
Chinese checkers in a... I don't remember how the song goes. Oh, man, I'm getting old. I can't remember stuff anymore. Damn it. War Games. Fun movie. About a computer. The guy's part of a defense military installation, so he created the ultimate mind game war scenario computer program simulation to be able to say, hey, well, what happens if we did this, and this, and this, and then this, and then this, and they did this, and then they did this, and then they did that, and these guys all, wow, that's what's going to happen? I guess we don't want to do that, right? So that's the basic idea behind the movie. Then Matthew Broderick and some other fun kids end up finding a way to connect to the computer simulation and think that they're just talking to some guy. And Chinese chicken. Oh, that's it. Yeah, Chinese chicken. No, I don't do that. And then the kid, the young guy, basically sets the game off and the game starts taking control of nuclear missile systems and starts saying, hey, well, it's not a simulation anymore. Let's actually do this. And the computer program is not really differentiating between the difference between real life and a simulation anymore. And the whole crux of the movie to the end is to teach the computer that a nuclear war is a no-win situation. Which was kind of... And then ends up, that was hard. How about a nice game of chess? Are we still there? Jazzy? Are we still there?
Oh, my goodness. I'm sitting here talking to you and somehow mysteriously muted my microphone.
Well, I think it's safe to say that that was pretty much our show. And we've got coming up after us, we've got EW on Free Pie Night. Talking with singer-songwriter Jeff Johnson.
Every Wednesday.
I have no idea what that was.
Oh, really?
And then right after that, we apparently have Joan on Mental Candy still continuing to dance her booty off. And...
What is she dancing her booty off to?
I'm not 100% certain, but I'm sure it's going to be some fun, fun, fun music. And Jazzy, you have a show that's on Thursdays. What's that?
Tech Hazard. Yes. Tech Hazard, we're going to continue a conversation that we started last week. And part of it entails, if your Wi-Fi is not password protected, is it wrong to get onto that Wi-Fi?
As
so
we
tune
say,
in tomorrow and find out what everyone says.
As we say at conventions, if it ain't nailed down, it's going away. So I just like to thanks to everybody. Thanks for coming out. We enjoyed you being here. We hope you enjoyed being here as well. And come again next Wednesday. Be here or be dessert.
Enjoy the pie.
Pie!
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.